USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A massive container ship that has blocked the Suez Canal for days has been partially refloated, according to salvage crews working to free the vessel. Canal officials say tugboats have pulled the bow of the Ever Ready from the bank of the canal. The head of the Suez Canal Authority says crews will continue to try to pull the 1,300-foot ship free to clear the canal. The Ever Ready ran aground last Tuesday, with strong winds from a sandstorm pushing it into the canal bank. Hundreds of ships have been stuck because of the blockage, bringing nearly 15% of the world's container shipping to a halt. And officials at Everglades National Park say that a man was taken into custody in the park Sunday evening after opening fire on park rangers. Law enforcement say a 33-year-old male was arrested after firing shots at park rangers about 20 miles from the homestead entrance to the park. He surrendered to officers about 2 hours later. No injuries were reported. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The state of Michigan is seeing a third surge in COVID cases, adding nearly 28,000 new cases in the last 7 days. It's the fifth straight week that the state has had an increase in new cases and their highest weekly total since last December. Dr. Ashish Jha says health officials have been warning about surges like these. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells CNN that a combination of variants of the virus and states opening up too quickly could lead to more surges.
This is basically what we were all saying was going to happen around the second half of March. For a couple of months, we've been saying that B117, that variant from the UK, will become dominant in the US around this time. It is now dominant, and it is far more contagious, spreading far more efficiently. And while we're doing a good job on vaccinations, many states have opened up too much. People are a little too relaxed, gathering indoors without basic precautions, and that's what's leading to a lot of these infections. You know, we're weeks away from a point where we can begin to do these things a bit more safely, but I think states have just moved too fast.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Advocacy groups have filed a legal challenge against a new Georgia law that critics claim aims to suppress voters of color in the state. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The new voting laws in Georgia are among dozens filed in recent months by Republican-controlled state legislatures nationwide, which might appear to be reactionary to victories by Democratic President Biden in November and Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock in Georgia's key Senate races in January. Those victories gave Democrats control of the White House and the Senate to go along with an already Democrat-held House. The law passed in Georgia contains sweeping changes for voters, including a more stringent requirement for voter ID and restrictions for ballot collection boxes in the state that allows the state government to take over local elections. The New Georgia Project, the Black Voters Matter Fund, and the advocacy group RISE filed a federal lawsuit in Atlanta to challenge the contentious law.
And the Elite Eight is set after Sunday's NCAA tournament action. The number one overall seed, Gonzaga, advanced to their fourth Elite Eight in the last 6 years with an 83-65 win over Creighton. They'll face off with USC, who dispatched Oregon 82-68. In the East region, the top-seeded Michigan Wolverines are through after a 76-58 win over Florida State. They'll take on UCLA, who returns to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2008, needing overtime to beat Alabama 88-78. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.